A major expansion of Medicare appears near approval in the Senate. After surviving a pair of procedural votes intended to block its passage, the bill is almost ready for a White House signing ceremony. President Bush has made this a top domestic priority, aiming to help 41 million Medicare beneficiaries buy prescription drugs through private plans, and he's expected to campaign on the issue next year. But the bill barely got past strong opposition in both the House and the Senate. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Shortly before the test votes that showed there's a filibuster-proof majority behind the Medicare bill, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist urged his colleagues to deliver on what's been an oft-repeated campaign promise in the last three elections.
It's been approved by the president. The House has acted. We, again, are just an eyelash away of giving those benefits to seniors. If today we fail, seniors aren't going to have those benefits. It's as simple as that.
And the head of the largest association for retired people in the country, Bill Novelli of the AARP, reaffirmed his group's crucial endorsement just outside the Senate chamber.
We need to get this done today. And then we need to inform seniors about what's in the bill, all the positive attributes. We need to talk to them about the discount card to come early next year. And we need to essentially build on this very, very strong foundation that we must get done today.
Democrats failed twice to stop the Medicare bill from moving toward a final vote. One weapon, the filibuster, was opposed by many in the minority, including their leader, Tom Daschle. But after the vote to cut off debate, Daschle announced he would challenge the bill because its $400 billion in costs were not being spent according to the budget for next year.
I don't challenge the $400 billion. Frankly, I don't think that is adequate. To provide a meaningful drug benefit, we have to do better than that, but that's another issue. What I challenge is why it is we're misallocating so many of the resources within that $400 billion budget pie. That's my concern.
Daschle's budget point was set aside by a vote of 61-39, one more vote than needed, making clear the broader bill's strength for final passage. Much of the debate over the measure today centered on a provision blocking Medicare from negotiating with drug companies for better prices. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum defended that restriction.
Most members of Congress are not for a command and control, one-size-fits-all drug price here in America. We have made a decision that we believe that it's better for the private sector insurance company to go in and negotiate with the private sector drug companies for the best deal they can get.
But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said the Bush administration has already done such bargaining.
I guess the senator from Pennsylvania has forgotten that during the anthrax crisis, when Cipro, which was going to be used as an antidote, was $4.67 a pill, Secretary Thompson negotiated for America to reduce the price of that drug in the midst of the crisis to 75 cents. And he was quoted as saying, "Everyone said I wouldn't be able to reduce the price of Cipro. I'm a tough negotiator." Ooh, sounds a lot like command and control to me.
Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski sought to justify her vote against the bill to her constituents, saying she'd long looked forward to a day when she could vote for a prescription drug benefit.
"But today I come to this vote with indeed a heavy heart. The bill the United States Senate is voting on today is a hollow promise for a prescription drug benefit for seniors. This bill talks big but delivers small."
But Louisiana Democrat John Breaux, who helped craft the bill, said it was the best Congress could get.
"This institution cannot let the perfect be the enemy of the good. This bill is not perfect, but this bill is good."
A final vote on the bill is expected as soon as tonight or tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.